Hello. I know it's unusual for me to knock on your door at the inn this late, but there's something I really wanted to talk to you about before our battle. Can I come in? Thank you. It's still hard to believe that after all those years, we are finally raiding the Red Dragon's lair. That we can finally put an end to all of the misery and fear he's been spreading throughout the kingdom. Scared? You think I'm scared? Come on. It's like you don't even know me. Stop giving me that look. Fine, fine. I might be slightly afraid. Who wouldn't be in a situation like this? But I've already accepted that some of us could die tomorrow. Even with all the help and our allies our group has gathered and all of those magical artifacts, we're still fighting against the odds. I am well aware of that. I guess dying as a hero isn't the worst death a warrior like me can get, though, is it? Having your name sung about in bardic songs throughout the land and all of that. But what about you? You're still so young for a wizard, and I know you still have so much you want to study and get to know about. Are you sure you want to take this risk? We are all together for this, huh? I see. It's good to hear that. Still, this is not what I came here to talk about. I'm just a little apprehensive with the entire situation, and I think I started rambling a bit. What I actually wanted to say is... I want to ask you something. And it's not the type of question you would expect to hear from me, so be prepared. As you certainly have noticed by now, I usually wear my armor all the time. The cleric likes to say I'm too paranoid. I prefer to think that I like to be prepared for anything. The point is, now you're seeing me here, wearing only my sleeping garments. Do you think I look less scary like this? I mean, without all the metal plates and that sword that's bigger than the average person? You never thought I was scary? That's really sweet, but you don't need to lie to me to make me feel better. I overhear people talking about how they are afraid of me all the time. Also, I know I'm a very big woman, and a bit of a brute as well. I have this big scar on my cheek from that last time when the orc slashed me with an axe, and you get it. Not the most pleasant look in general. Beautiful. Me? Do you really think that? I don't know what to say. Okay, I can't keep this a secret anymore. Our party's been traveling together for years, yet each day that passes, I can't help but notice you more and more. How intelligent you are. The way you are always so focused and dedicated to your studies. But at the same time so kind, and always glad to help anyone in need. How each time I'm sure we are completely doomed, you come up with this crazy plan and you use your magic to save everyone's ass. Every time I see you talking about magic, even though I can't understand a single word, you look so happy and excited that I just sit there. Quietly admiring you. I'm completely in love with you. Honestly, I don't even know when I started feeling like this. I try to think back and I can't remember a single day since we met in that tavern near Baldur's Gate that I wasn't in love with you. For the mercy of Tyr, will you say something? I know this is a lot, but I really had to tell you before tomorrow. I can't stand the possibility of never seeing you again without confessing my feelings first. I'm sorry if this is too selfish. And it's completely fine if you don't feel the same for me. Really. After all, I'm aware. I'm too tall for a woman, and too bulky, and my arms and legs and waist are too thick, and I'm not the most feminine person out there, and... Wait. What did you just say? Lean down. All right. But why are you... Does that mean you feel the same? Wow. Never mind. Just come here. This whole time, I've been thinking you'd never be attracted to someone like me. Why haven't you just told me before? Things could have been so much easier. Oh, I see. You thought I would never feel attracted to you because of our size difference? How ironic life can be. Well, you should know that it doesn't matter that you are fragile, or how small you are compared to me. Actually, I really like that. You look so vulnerable, but at the same time you exude an air of power and mystery. It makes me crazy for you. Believe me, everything about you makes me feel things that even the most potent magic couldn't. We've even traveled throughout the plains together, and I can assure you that you are the sexiest person in all of existence for me. And now, you're finally mine, and I can pin you against the wall like this and kiss you as much as I want. It's been hard not to notice that since I leaned down to kiss you, you keep taking glances at my breasts. You're not as subtle as you think. I have to admit that you look very cute when you're embarrassed. But you don't need to be ashamed of that. I guess my breasts are really pretty big without being squished under all that armor. And I never said you wanting to look at them was a bad thing. Actually, if you like them so much, why don't you untie my shirt and have a better look? So, do you like seeing my bare chest, despite all the scars? I'll take that as a yes. You're usually so full of complicated words, but now you're speaking less and acting more. I love that. Your hands feel so good on my body. And I've wanted this for so long. I've wanted you for so long. Oh, yes. Keep touching me with those warm hands. I'm going to kiss this beautiful neck of yours while you do it. You don't need to be so gentle, you know. Oh! You shiver and squirm every time I kiss your body. It's so charming. And since I'm already half naked, it's only fair that I get to see your chest, too. You have such a gorgeous body. It feels so good to rub my hands on it. And you know what the best part is? It's mine. Sorry. I just love reminding myself of that fact. I was thinking to myself here, There's an advantage in you being much shorter than me. Your head reaches up to my chest, so... I knew you'd figure it out. You clever, clever man. Your mouth feels so good on my nipples. You can probably feel how hard they are already. And it's all because of you. And I can feel my legs dripping wet, too. I said I was crazy for you tonight. Fortunately, I'm not the only one here getting worked up. You're almost bursting out of those poor pants. Fuck. Do you know how tempting that is? I was seriously thinking about ripping the rest of your clothes off right now, but... Oh, there's something I need to say first. You've always been a strong woman, and the type that likes to be in control. Use aggressive means to get what she wants. You know all of that, of course. But... deep down inside, I've always had this desire to have a man I love and just give myself to him, serve him, let him do whatever he wants to me. Is that too odd? I'm glad you don't think it is. Do you think we could try that? You certainly are the man I love, and I really want you to make me yours. So please, take off the rest of my clothes and do exactly that. Can you feel how drenched my inner thighs are? I wasn't exaggerating about that. Oh, your fingers feel so good inside me. What a tease you are. Fuck. Oh. You want me to do something? Of course. I'll do anything for you, my love. You're a naughty little wizard, aren't you? You don't even have to ask twice. I'll just take your pants off and... fall down to my knees. And... I think I'm too tall for this, even after kneeling. All right. I have an idea. Why don't you sit on the bed? I mean, it's a pretty tall bed, and I think it might help. Yeah, it does. And now I can... Oh, yes, I needed this. I really needed this. To taste this amazing cock. To feel it throbbing in my mouth like that. I hope I'm doing it good enough for you, Master. Sorry, can I call you that? It's just that it makes me feel some things when I do. Some very good things. I bet you love that, right? Having a strong woman like me on her knees for you? calling you her master. So eager to pleasure you. Licking the tip of your cock. Oh, taking it deep inside her throat. You're so delicious, master. I wish I could keep doing this forever. Stop. But no, I mean, if that's your wish, I will. Are you using magic to bend me over the bed? I don't know if you needed to do that, but I'll gladly submit to your spellmaster. Being under your control makes me even more into it, to be honest. Are you going to fuck me now? Only if I beg. Wow, you got into that whole domination thing a lot quicker than I expected. Maybe you always had a hidden thing for that, too. Please. Please, master. Please fuck me hard. A big woman like me can take it all. So please. Oh, please, I need your cock inside me. Yes, yes. I'm completely yours now, master. My body, my heart, they're both yours. Please, please don't stop. Please keep fucking me. Oh, I feel so good. You don't know how much I've fantasized about this. About you taking the control away from me. I spent so many nights thinking about belonging to you. Now I finally do. Harder, harder. Please go harder, I beg you, master. Be as rough as you can with me. Oh, fuck. You're grabbing my ass. Do you like how thick my thighs are, master? Oh, yes. You kept looking at them with a fire in your eyes. Talking too much? What do you mean? Wait, what are you doing? Shit, I didn't even know you could use a mage hand like that. Sorry for disobeying you. You're pulling my hair too? Yes, please squeeze my tits. Fuck, how many of these can you summon? I can't hold back anymore. I'm already wet and horny since the first time you kissed me. This is too much. I'm getting closer. I can feel it. Are you close too? I love you. I fucking love you. Please, please come with me. I want to feel your cum inside of me. Please, please, master. Yes, master. Yes, just like that. Oh, yes. May I come? May I? Yes. You definitely took that a lot further than I expected. That was amazing. Really, more than I could even imagine. Are you sure this is not a dream? Oh, I've shown you a side of me that no one has ever seen before. I know I'm normally so rough and confident, but when I'm alone with you, I get shy. Apparently, and a bit submissive as well. I always thought I would be so embarrassed if you ever saw me like that, but I don't. I just feel so happy. Come here, my darling. Be my little spoon and let me cuddle you for the rest of this night as we prepare for what's to come. You know, what I said earlier about dying like a hero, I think I've changed my mind about that. I'll still fight, of course, but I'll give every last bit of my resolve to ensure we both survive. I will survive for you. Please, please make sure you'll survive for me. I'm certain we'll have more than enough gold from the dragon's hoard to retire from adventuring and live a happy life together. What do you think? You can still have your studies and we can travel around Faerun together and just appreciate the good parts that we never could before. I know this may be asking too much, but... Really? I'm so glad. And we can have many more nights like this one, of course. But we do need to rest, though. I'll hold you tight. And run my fingers through your hair like that. Until you fall asleep. It's so lovely to feel you snuggled up on my chest and under my arm. Actually, it's even kind of funny. Knowing that one moment you're making me moan and scream like that. And right after that you're here. Like a little boy. Using me as his big pillow. I just want to protect you and make you happy, my dear. That's what I've wanted for all this time. I love you, my little wizard. I really